Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto. We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old bras. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelorette Roast. Tonight is the finale. That's been a real fun season. And then we start Bachelor in Paradise, so come over and listen. And here I am with my co-host and little friend, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. How are they, Ben?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how you doing, babe?
I'm nicely caffeinated and ready to jump into this Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part. Is this part three, right? Yeah.
This is the final episode of the season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my God. So sad to see it go. Bye. Bye.
We start back up in the fall, touring around the country. So here is the city. Here are the cities that we're coming to. So you guys can be prepared, okay? Listen up. We are coming to Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, Carrboro, Richmond, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago, New York, St. Louis, Philadelphia, Seattle. Those are our shows for the rest of 2019. So get over to watchwhatcrappens.com if you want to find ticket links. That's also where you'll find links to our store. We have a bunch of merch up there. There's free shipping on orders of $45 or more. We sell limited edition t-shirts. We change them every month or so. So get over there and get those. And on Patreon, you can find our bonus episodes, which are really fun. You can find our Google Hangouts, which we do once a month to hang out with you guys and see what's going on. Little party. We also have a Discord server where you can talk to other listeners. And we have Crappens On Demand, which is our video service. We do two videos a month, and this is one of them. We are on video right now.
Whoa. 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 I can see Ronnie, and Ronnie's in a broadcasting from a beautiful, darkly walled mansion as we speak.
Yes, I'm in my mansion today while we do this. It's just fabulous to be rich. Let's get into this Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part three. Whoa.
Yeah, crossing the finish line at long last with Beverly Hills. So the reunion part three picks up where Camille has just stormed off. She is like freaking out at Denise because she thinks that Denise called Mason a lot. Camille thinks that Denise told her to tell Mason that she's a liar because of what Mason said, that Teddy snubbed her or whatever. So Camille is getting all mad. And as you said last week, she's gotten this accent. She was like, I'm not going to tell that to my daughter. I'm not going to tell my daughter that. The New Jersey's really come out.
And Denise is like, honest to God, you really just need to fucking relax, Camille. All right, you need to take a second. okay, take a second. So she's like, that, it's officially a setup. I'm done.
And she just starts to, like, peel out of there. True, like, just, she is undoing her dress. She is in such a frazzled state. She starts to unzipper it. And like, producers and production assistants have, like, swarmed around her to keep her dress up so they don't have to, like, spend the extra money on post-production to blur out her boobs.
I know. She ripped that dress off so fast, it's like she saw a down-on-his-luck sitcom star face down on a bar.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, Camille.
Yeah, and so, and the best part is, so, as she's storming off, it just cuts to Rinna, and Rinna has this look on her face. I don't know how you describe it, but if you're watching on video, it looks like this. Squinty-eyed, mouth agape, sort of like, it's like she's trying to figure out what that smell is. She's like, is someone making pasta? I can't tell. Is that pasta? Is that chicken cacciatore?
Yeah, Rinna is in her full-on, I'm totally innocent of everything act. And it's cracking me up because Denise is like, what's going on with Camille? Is she on something? And Rinna just goes, huh. And then Camille's still storming off. She's like, I'm not going through that bullshit. How dare you? And Rinna goes, what happened?
What just happened? What was that?
I have no idea. Camille's like, bullshit, nasty bitches. And she slams her door. And Andy's like, I don't understand. What's she saying? What's the setup?
Yeah.
I'm like, the setup is Camille did something on this season. And so now she didn't even get paid to be a full-on cast member. She's not holding a diamond. And it's 3 hours about what a bitch she is. Now, granted, they're all three justified hours, in my opinion, and I'm loving every second of it. But let's not pretend that you guys aren't totally using her for $5, because none of you did anything.
I mean, Camille does herself no service. I have been largely on her side with this stuff, which is that basically she's like, is it so wrong that I said something nice about Lisa Vanderpump? Like, I can think that she did some shady shit, and I can say something nice about her. But, you know, Camille, she's just not a great messenger of her own messages. So
of anyone's messages.
Yeah, it's really. Like, just anything. Leave.
Yeah,
she thinks like AOL.
Yeah,
she's like, you got mail, but it's like you're not a reliable service to me. AOL. You got mail. Yeah.
Speaking of, did we ever mention Collie from Below Deck's tweet?
No.
Hey AOL, my mom's locked out of her account. She can't get back in. What's going on, AOL? Why won't anybody contact us?
Oh my goodness, like Five-ish Finkel over there is gonna be like, what, we have a tweet? Okay, let me go see, let me look. He's like opening up the card catalog, trying to find where's the resource manual on how to open up someone's account.
I don't know if I can... Finkel.
You know, there's just like one old dude left at AOL in like this giant like old library of like manuals dusting it off. Okay, lady so, got and... caught out.
Oh, sorry. So Andy goes over to talk to Camille. He's like, Camille? Like, he's so confused.
Yeah.
He's like, And she's like, I am leaving. That is it. I am leaving. And he's like, wait, what are you talking? What was the setup? What was the setup, Camille? And she's like, Andy, she did say she cursed at her kids. She did.
And Andy's like, okay, so? And Camille's like, they're just trying to make me look like a really bad person. And she told me to tell my daughter she was lying about the about something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure what she really wanted, but I think she told me to lie. Or maybe she said there was a good deal on cantaloupe at ShopRite. I don't know. I'm mad.
Yeah. I love that she literally said, she told me to tell my daughter she was lying. Ellipses. About something. Fucking Camille. So then we cut back to the ladies, and Denise is like, I never told her to tell her daughter she was a fucking liar, right? I just said, you know, don't worry, honey. They didn't snub you. Try to make her feel better. And Kyle's like, take my hand. And Erica's like, I am speechless, and I'm never speechless. I was like, Erica, you say the least in a reunion out of anyone. Now, granted, she's saying more this year. But remember last year when she was just like, oh. Just rolling her eyes the whole time and refusing to answer anything.
Yeah, I thought it was a little odd that she called herself speechless and as if it were, like, a rare thing. And I also like that when Denise is like, I mean, was it like, I never said she was a fucking liar. And Erica goes, Denise, stop it. It's not true. And I was like, of course. Of course that was the context. Because for, like, 4 weeks, Bravo has been teasing a clip of Erica saying, "Denise, stop it," as if they're in a fight. But of course it wasn't even a fight. And I knew that would happen. And I knew I'd be angry. And even knowing that, I still was angry that Bravo did that to me.
Were you manipulated into believing that? Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know who could have done that.
And then Rinna, of course, is like, "And then to think that Camille said she didn't want us at her wedding." I'm like, you guys were the ones who talked so much shit about it and then talked shit about her as you were driving out of the wedding. And now you guys are upset that Camille said that she didn't want you guys there. And you wonder why. And you wonder why.
The real victim, Lisa Rinna, everybody. Yeah. Lisa Rinna, who started all this shit in that van. Love it. So earlier, it's like earlier, Camille was blaming production, you know? And she's like, "Auntie, they were so nasty about my wedding. I thought my wedding was great." He goes, "No, they didn't. They said Hawaii was really pretty." It's like, "I didn't marry Hawaii, Andy."
"Andy, they said the best part of the wedding was leaving it." And then we see like footage from like their like after show thing that they do on the website. And Kyle is with Teddy, and Kyle asks Teddy, "What was the best part of Camille's wedding?" And Teddy's like, "The departure. Hi, I'm Teddy." Which, but I'm like, to be fair, that's the best part of pretty much every wedding. You're like, "Oh, yeah, finally over. I can go home." Sorry, it's true.
No kidding. But they were being total bitches about her wedding, you know. But of course, this after show or whatever is after they knew everything that had happened in the season. So Camille's acting like they were acting that the whole time at the wedding, and they weren't, you know.
Right.
But I like that Camille, poor Camille, like the woman, like I said, she's carried this whole reunion, and her dressing room door says telephone data. It's like, you guys couldn't even print out something that says Camille on it. Really?
No. Maybe they did. And maybe one of the Kimbers took it as a souvenir.
Yeah. It's like, let's really set Camille off again.
Yeah.
So Camille's like, "And why did I invite them to be cruel? They're so mean. That's why I was sure I wasn't sure I wanted them there, because they're so mean. That's what I meant by the—" I was like, Camille, you can't say that you weren't sure you wanted them at the wedding because they were so mean when all of this happened after the wedding. You like make no sense, Camille.
Yeah, she truly does not. And yet she seems to make more sense than anyone else at this moment. So then,
well, meanwhile, Rin is trying to walk off her victimhood. She's like, I've never had anyone tell me they didn't want me at their wedding or anywhere. Ouch.
Yeah. I'm like, have you spoken to Kim Richards lately? So Camille's, and then now Camille's still ranting. Now she's sort of like crying, and she's like in like such a tizzy, and she's like, "They've just been so nasty, and they've been wanting me to jump on the hate train with Vanderpump, and I've had my issues with Vanderpump, but sometimes Vanderpump can be so nice and caring and giving, and I miss her, I miss Vanderpump, and I understand that these girls are talking about, but you can still miss somebody. I can still miss Vanderpump.
Is it so bad to say something nice about Verba?"
And so Kyle has got herself all worked up now in the other room. She's like, "And the hate train, she's literally getting everything off Twitter." I was like, Kyle, you literally get the whole goodbye Kyle thing, which we're going to get into. What is that? Like, you know, you even say it's from trying to fight people on the internet. Shut up, Kyle.
Kyle, your entire friendship with Lisa Vanderpump for the past 8 years was because of you trying to appease people on Twitter. Okay, we saw the montage later this episode, okay? And we will get back into that as well. But don't act like you do not cater to Twitter, okay? Because we know you, Kyle Richards. We've seen you. We get you. And we know.
I see you.
We know, Kyle. We know.
She's like, yeah, she's saying that people say Dorit isn't genuine, and she's saying that people are saying you're being mean to Lisa, so she's just jumping on it. I'm like, no, they're saying you're being mean to Lisa because you're being mean to Lisa. Yeah. Look, and I'm saying, look, I have to just say, and we repeated a lot in this recap, we know that this triggers people at this point. It's a final episode of a really long season. You're going to hate different people than we hate, okay? And it's okay. We don't expect everybody to like Lisa. And I think Lisa's guilty of most of the shit she's been accused of, you know, even though she does it in a fabulously hilarious way that I personally enjoy.
Yeah.
But that said, whether or not you like Lisa, you cannot sit there and think that Kyle is not a fake hooker. Okay?
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, I've said many, many times that I think Kyle is the real culprit with Radar Online. But really, in the back of my head, especially honestly, even after this episode, I think it's pretty obvious. It's Lisa Vanderpump's people. Like, it's obvious. But I still think that Kyle is the master manipulator here. And we will get back into that later. But, like, yes. I don't know. What are we talking about? Why are we talking about this right now?
Because that's what this show does. That's what it all is. And now there's rage. You know, you say Vanderpump, and now we're all filled with rage across America.
So Andy's like,
Kyle's yelling about how she's doing this all on Twitter. And then we cut back to Andy, and he's like, well, Camille, I think what they mean is that you say one thing to their face and another thing behind their back.
Yeah, he's like, they just want consistency. And she's like, but fine, but I can't figure out what Denise's issue is with me. And Andy's like, well, you did say that you didn't like her and that she's boring. And she's like, well, I mean, what has she really brought to the season? Am I right? She's not Vanderpump, okay?
And Camille, that's why I was doing the to you, because while he's talking to her, she's going,
She's waiting for Mauricio to come by to, like, give her the next talking points. Well, Andy, as I was about to say,
Denise has a problem with you because you said she's stupid and boring.
She said I'm stupid and boring. And it's so upsetting.
And Camille's like, well, she was kind of a nothing, like, wah, wah. Yeah. The sad horns have never sounded better than coming out of Camille's mouth. It's like, that's the best sad horn I've ever heard. Wah, wah.
Yeah, she really adds, like, a whole new, like, layer to that. It's like watching Charlize Theron in Monster. You're like, wow. I did not know we could see a performance like that. New layers.
So Denise's like, she's so angry. And Rena's like, oh, she's much angrier than I'd ever realized. I was like, oh. Say to that right out. So he's like, all right, well, come on, Camille, let's just try doing it and see if we, let's go back out there and see if we can get somewhere. And she's like, okay, Andy, okay,
I'll be back. So okay, she starts coming back. By the way, her boobs are still falling out of her dress, but during this entire scene. And so Kyle, so they're all sitting there, and Kyle's like, this is like season one Camille times 10. I'm like, yeah, and you should all be saying you're welcome, because she's the only thing making this reunion interesting, okay? And then Teddy goes, yeah, but did she ever leave last time? Like, what's that supposed to mean, Teddy? Is that like, oh, like, I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. Is it like a judgment?
Teddy with her sick henchman burns.
Yeah. So Camille comes out, and there's like, it's like really awkward and stuff. And now Camille has shifted from being like in this, going from rage to crying, to now she's doing ultra sniff. She's like... So Andy's like, welcome back. She goes, thanks. Glad you're back. Me too.
And Camille gives a guilt look like nobody else. She's like, And they're just kind of staring at her. And Rena's like, we're so glad you came back, Camille. We are so glad you came back. And Andy's like, why are you crying? It's like, because it's hard for me. I was really hurt after the wedding. I was really hurt.
And then Denise just goes, are you okay?
And Rena's like, yeah, because it feels like there's more going on than what you're saying. And she's like, I mean... to even be able to get married again, and then for you to trash it. And Teddy's like, at the actual wedding, we did have a great time, and it was a gorgeous wedding, so congratulations, because yay, weddings. I'd like to congratulate weddings on still being had. But honestly, like, we got shady because we just heard these horrible things that you said behind our backs, like, on the camping trip. I mean, you stayed in my room on the camping trip. Yeah, Teddy, and also on the camping trip, you were jumping in everyone else's fucking business, which is what she was commenting on. That's not right. Saying something horrible about somebody else, okay? It's narrating the situation.
So Camille's like, yes, I got mad at you at the camping trip, but that's because we had a moment. And Teddy's like, yeah, but hi, I'm Teddy. You kept on talking shit about me throughout, like, for like afterwards, like, on and on and on. So when I heard that, that's when I said that stuff. And then Camille, who goes from like, she's all of a sudden like, my life has been very dense the past few months, so I don't remember everything that specifically happened, which is, she wasn't denying that she kept on talking shit, but that was somehow her get out of jail free. But by the way,
Rena defense. I don't remember.
But okay, by the way, we see a montage of the stuff that Camille said after the camping trip. And one of the things she said is, Teddy's just sort of acting like an entitled millennial, just too big for her britches. And it's funny that Teddy's like, you kept on saying these mean things about me afterwards, so therefore I went on the after show and said that your wedding sucked. Which I'm like, well, that's like, so therefore you are acting like an entitled millennial on the after show and acting too big for your britches. So,
and also saying mean things afterwards.
Yeah. So
literally.
Accountability. Accountability.
Yeah. Accountability. Oh, did you see the tweet this week? Teddy, after the last reunion, was like, well, guys, I'm not proud of how I handled Puppygate. And, you know, kind of like a non-apology thing.
I didn't
see it. And Lisa Vanderpump tweeted, oh, the truth teller, something like that. Like, okay, Vanderpump, A, yes, I laughed. And B, give it up. Like,
yeah,
you can't say, like, you're going to quit and you're so over it when you keep just tweeting victim tweets all over the place.
Okay, I agree.
Either be over it or don't be over it.
You either show up and do it face-to-face or you just, like, you know, like, be the royal Lisa Vanderpump that we initially fell in love with and just be above it all and just be like, ugh, whatever. And that's always been Lisa's downfall, because like her greatest asset was that she was sort of on a different tier from everyone else and she just was above it all. But her greatest liability, that was her rose and her thorn, is that she just couldn't help but play the victim card. And it was always her worst look, because when you're like above it all and you're just like in a different class and you're just drinking your rosé and laughing at these peons, you shouldn't have time to be like, oh, you hurt me. And that was always her biggest mistake.
Yeah. Ouch. So yeah, Camille's yelling like, I've had a lot going on.
Yeah.
And Erica's like, Camille,
now, no one's yelling at you, all right? She's not yelling. Now, come on, you're more effective. About yelling at people. All right.
Let me try this again. My life's been very dense. It's like, okay, Camille, your nose isn't running, so you can stop doing that also.
Yeah. And Carol's like, but then you said you didn't want to invite any of us, and then you said your feelings were hurt because we didn't want to. Like, which is it, Camille? And Rinna's like, we are confused, Camille.
And Camille goes, I'm confused too. I'm like, no, Camille, you can't do... She loves doing that. She loves, like, just doing, like, a blanket agreement. It's like, no, Camille. No, these are your words. You can't be confused by that.
Why is everybody mad at me? I was just agreeing with you.
Kyle's like, be honest. It was very hard for me to go to Lisa Vanderpump and be honest. Oh, Kyle, the saint. God.
Yeah, Kyle. It was so hard for me to just be honest and call somebody a fucking liar. Okay. Yeah. I just wrote, that has nothing to do with this, Kyle. It's like Kyle's trying to take Camille's victim segment to make it her victim segment. Like, how many victim segments do you people need? Jesus.
I know. So Camille, Camille's talking about the Dorit, the accusations she made about Dorit and PK. And she was like, well, honestly, I was protecting her because... I didn't want to get into it.
And Dorit's like, but you did get into it, didn't you?
She goes, it was an irresponsible thing that I said, and I knew it, and I felt horrible. I'm so confused by myself and the things I say by myself.
And Erica's like,
that was a threat. It was a very thin veil threat. I know something about you. I know what you did last summer, lady. Like,
oh, yeah. God. Erica is the voice of morality and reason in this reunion. God help me make it end.
So Dorita's basically like, now, even if we're good after this reunion, I'll never know, like, how you feel about me. I'll always be in a shadow of a doubt about what you say to me about PK and Beverly Beach.
After this reunion, I'm gonna look at you like Capital One looks at PK.
I'm gonna look at you the way a potato chip looks at PK and say, I know you're supposed to be on a diet, but will you eat me? Will you eat me?
And Andy is like, okay, well, you said that you don't care for Denise. Is there something specific you meant, Camille? And she goes, I didn't like that she said to show my daughter she's lying. And Denise is like, oh my God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I told you to reassure your daughter and make her feel better no matter what happened. Everybody goes, I remember that. I remember that. And Camille goes, I remember that too. There's something else though, but I remember that. I'm like, Camille, stop that.
I haven't stop heard that. Something this stuff since that turkey I fed that hooker at Thanksgiving.
I fed her also, yeah. Yeah, I fed her. And Aaron's got a big dick. I remember that too. He has a big dick. Camille, you never even slept with him. I did. It was sometime. I don't know. My life's been dense.
And she ends it in such a Camille way. She goes, well, if I said that, I'm sorry.
And if I didn't say that, well, then I'm sure one of you guys will remember that I said that, and then I'll remember.
And then I'll say I'm sorry again, kind of. So Andy's like, and now for the Kavanaugh discussion. And Camille's like,
she starts sobbing. People need to get their voices out and be believed and not be called liars by Denise Richards. Am I right, everyone?
Yeah, so Camille has decided to come in and say everyone needs to be believed now, which is totally the opposite of what she was saying, which is the whole point of the argument, you know? And Rinna's like, I think it's very important to believe victims. My mother was one. My mother is a survivor. And Andy's like, and you're a survivor. And Erica's like,
yeah. You're a survivor of a lot of things, Camille. A lot of things.
I am. I am a survivor. I'm a survivor.
And you also have 3 wheels for feet.
I have 3 wheels for feet.
She really will agree to anything. She really will.
He's like, you survived that fire. Remember that?
It's like, yeah. You know, we salvaged some stuff like silverware and baby pictures. That was nice, I guess. Shurang.
I love that silverware was like, her first thing was that she saved the silverware and then baby pictures.
Oh, we had this really great spoon we got from IKEA. Found that. Oh, and then basin, too.
By the way, and also, Camille, we should mention, Camille is like sobbing, okay? Camille is sobbing over the Brett Kavanaugh stuff, and she's like shriveled over. She's rolled over. She's like, and Andy's like, so, your house burned down. Let's talk about that. It's like, they are just destroying her.
And then he keeps doing that and then going, I can't even imagine, Camille.
And then everyone's like, and then all the women are like, we are so sorry. You know, it's even a fake bitch like you doesn't deserve to have her house burned down. Well, luckily you have another house. So I guess maybe it's okay. But we are so sorry.
Yeah, and she's, she talks about her assistant passing too, and, you know, she has had a lot of stuff happen to her. It's just like, God, she makes it so hard sometimes.
She really does. She really. So then Denise was talking about how her she got smoke damage and stuff like that, and, you know, whatever. And then
this is like a 3-part reunion, and the 3rd part is spent on the Malibu fires. So I was like, you guys needed to be in part 1 or something. Cause
yeah. I guess maybe... Steam. Maybe they were trying to go chronologically. So Andy is like, Camille, you said that Denise didn't understand your heartache and is lucky that her rented house didn't burn down. Denise is like, you know, I don't know why she felt that. I mean, I was always really nice to her and we texted and nice and everything and I was empathetic and I called. I mean, who gives a shit if we rented? I mean, basically, I had sold my house and we were renting to see, do we want to live by the sand? Do we want to live in the hills? Mm-hmm. Where do I like having sex there in the most? Do I like having his big dick in me? But when I look at the water, do I want to have a view of the mountains? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And Camille's like, okay. Like, she hates Denise.
Yeah.
And Denise is like, well, you know, I was just thinking, where the fuck is this coming from? Like, what did I do to make you feel like I'm not empathetic? And she's like, well, I have no answer for that, so I'm just going to answer that.
She's surprised.
Like, I'm asking you a question. She's like, okay, okay. Like, she switches from sobbing to just being totally mean. And then to sobbing and then being totally mean.
It's like, Camille, I'm sure you have an answer.
I do have an answer.
But you just said you don't have an answer.
I don't have an answer.
Oh, God, she's doing it again. She is doing it again.
I agree. Denise, this is where we think before we speak, Camille, all right? Because you've said some pretty hurtful things to us, and sometimes there's not even any truth to what you're saying. You're talking out of your ass, all right? I've been very kind for you. And she goes, this has been a very difficult year for me. I'm displaced. My mom is sick. It's like, Camille,
you don't have
that is all sad, but come on.
Yeah.
Like, you still have to answer for what you say. You know?
Yeah, exactly, right?
And so then Rinna, the innocent one in all of this, who didn't start any of this fight with Camille at all, is like, give me a hug. Come on, give me a hug.
Yeah, she goes over and sits next to Camille, and she's like, oh, I think I will take the hug. And Camille, like, sort of hug, but lays on her. It's almost like Camille's at a spa. She's like, thank you for providing me with this Rinna. This is wonderful. A complimentary Rinna.
Denise is like, do you need to take a minute? Because they're all over Camille's crying back to this point, and they're all just giving her a dirty look while she pretends to cry on Lisa Rinna.
And then actually, my favorite part, which is, you can say it, but this is my favorite part
of the hour,
was Camille has like a moment where she goes, I have been wrong. And I'm sorry if I've been cruel. And there's like a pause, and then Dorit just looks at her and says, very. It was like this very melodramatic soap opera moment. I was like, now why can't the show always be like this?
Camille just goes, And Andy's like, we're going to take a break and air this room out. Like, what an interesting way to put that.
Yeah. Denise's like, well, sorry, I had that artichoke and spinach dip during the break. So these things happen.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then when we come back from break, it's travel clips. It's time for travel clips. Advice for the traveling housewife. Now, you know that they're in danger on a season when they're like, editing department, make us some wacky, you know, internet video graphics. It's like, ding, number one.
And this montage went on for like 4 minutes. I was like, they have run out of content on this show. Like, why are we watching this? And like, there was literally, this was like one of the worst segments in reunion history. It was just like, hey, why'd you get that umbrella? Hey, what do you think about Tic Tacs? You know, I was like, why are we watching this segment?
Kyle, why'd you have your Rolex postmated? She's like, because I'm rich! Might not have mentioned that before, but I'm extremely wealthy, Andy.
Thanks. She's like, I mean, because it was like the last day that the shop was open, so like we were leaving the next day, so I had to get it postmated. I mean, I guess I could have had it postmated to the front desk of the hotel, which is what most people do, and have it sent up to my room, but that wouldn't be on camera, so I just had to do it.
Or just take it from the store.
Yeah.
Were you buying it online, you know?
Well, I guess maybe she needed to get Mauricio's approval, because now it's like...
I see.
Like, would you guys, when you're making major purchases, do you guys run it by your husbands? And Dorit's like, well, if I'm going to be spending more than $10,000 on hair clips, then I do have to tell PK yes.
And if he says no, then I wear a clip that says, shut up, PK! And I do it anyway, Andy. And Erica's like, well, I'm not allowed to buy my own jewelry. Tom likes to do it. I have a lot of pretty stuff I'll find my own.
Yeah.
Why?
And then she says, Erica, I'm sorry, and I will not buy a car without his permission. I'm like, see, don't phrase, I get that. Like, if it's joint, you know, like, I understand, like, running it by your spouse if you are about to, like, take a lot of money out of the account. But when she says without his permission, it's like, ew, icky. Just say without, like, talking with him first.
Yeah. And then we get a question about Camille's wedding, and she's like, it was only $120,000. I mean, it was nothing that expensive. It's not like it was a mill or something extreme. And he's like, well, how much was your first one to Kelsey? Can we roll that clip of Kelsey awkwardly being on the red carpet with Camille right before he dumped her on national TV? That would be great.
Well, that one was closer to $1 million, but most of that was for security. I mean, Rhea Perlman, she gets out of hand.
You haven't lived until you've been hit in the face with a plate thrown by Rhea. All right,
everybody. I recently saw Rhea Perlman at a restaurant, by the way. LOL. So,
LOL. Yeah. So, by the way, Camille looks 10 years old in her wedding photo.
She does. It's crazy. So now Andy's talking.
Not the 10-year-olds, but to Fraser. You know? It's like, God, let that girl finish elementary school, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Elementary school. So then we get like a question about the women racking up $700 worth of groceries when they went glamping. And what did they do with all that food? So then they're like, Well, don't worry. We donated all that food to the other campers. I was like, oh, not to people in need, just to other people who are doing
high profile camping. I know, didn't it sound like Teddy was about to say we don't? She goes, we donated. And I was like, wow, that was nice. To other campers, which means they just left it on the ground.
Yeah, you know? To other people on luxury vacations. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that those other people were provided for, even though they probably brought their own food because they were going camping. That was so thoughtful of them.
Okay, and then this is where we really know we're fucked for this reunion. Andy's like, how much do you guys grocery shop for yourselves? I was like, okay, I'm officially done with this reunion, okay? Now we're asking about grocery stores.
I know. Erica's like, they know me at Vons.
I'm sure they do.
You know that they all the other women were like, what's Vons? Who's Vons? Who's Kyle's like, is that like a jewelry shop? Should I know about that?
And Brenna's like, I shop every day. That's why we only have 5 pieces of cheese at a time. Remember that? They're like, where's that slice of cheese?
So then Andy's like, you know, it was fascinating seeing y'all without your glam squads in Provence, which was his way of saying, like, you guys looked crazy trying to do your own makeup.
Yeah. Almost as crazy as you do in HD right now. So Erica's like, well, the trip didn't allow for it, which means it was not in the show's budget.
Yep.
And we're not completely without the ability to do something on our own. I may have flip you off, but my finger's exhausted because someone lift it for me. Thank you, Lisa Rinna. Thank you.
I'm just surprised that those women didn't wind up looking like the cast of Suicide Squad, you know, without their glam squads in Provence. But then there's like talk about, Kyle, when were you most overserved, in Provence or some other boring time in your life? And she's like, definitely in Provence. And they're all like acting like, oh my God, I'm surprised that you could stand up. I was like, please, let's move forward.
I hate the term overserved, and it's such a perfect term to use with Kyle because she's such a fucking victim of everything. Like, she didn't just get wasted, she was overserved. No, you were not overserved, you overdrank, okay? Stop blaming everybody else.
Yeah.
Kyle.
So now, at long last, the Radar Online segment. So, Valerie, we see a whole montage, takes us through the whole saga, and then Valerie from New York City says, hey, polygraphs are only 70% accurate and not admissible in court. What does Tom Girardi say about that? Big ways. So it is kind of funny because rewatching it, like when we see Lisa taking that stupid polygraph, which was like one of her most embarrassing moments, I'm like so sad for
real.
For real.
I blame Sessa.
I 100% blame Sessa. He probably put the idea in her mind. But I was watching, I don't remember if we commented it on the time, but I remember thinking as I was watching this, and then Dorit actually says it. I mean, she's fully wearing, like, 3 layers and, like, a business suit, and she has the thing strapped. I'm like,
so upsetting.
I'm sorry I wasn't with you. I was, like, just watching you on the TV, like, ha-ha.
there was nothing to say. I'm just like, it's ridiculous.
I heard so upsetting, and I was like, what'd I miss?
No, you missed nothing. I was just saying, upsetting. Like, that's like all I could feel was like,
you know,
Camille.
Because lie detectors are completely inadmissible in a court of law, 70% something or other.
They can't, something or another, and so upsetting. No, I wasn't even doing a Camille. I was just like, it's so ridiculous. It is actually so ridiculous, we're going to look back on it and just like, it's hilarious. It could be like a great Halloween costume, Lisa doing a polygraph in like a Gore-Tex jacket with a little strap around it, you know, like ridiculous.
So Denise is like, I want to know how she found the lie detector in the first place. And Carl's like, well, I want to tell you, Andy, because I know you too had your doubts. And he's like, oh yeah, I had your doubts about how you found out about it, which I liked.
I like that too.
Her story is completely fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So then Kyle starts twisting, you know, she's like, oh no, then Kyle gets back at him. She goes, yes, well, you know, like I said, you know, like you said, you think Lisa Vanderpump is a liar. I was like, what? Like, she's trying to throw him under the bus. He's like, I was like, wait, do you swear someone from production didn't tell you about this lie detector test? And she's like, I have the text, Andy. And Renee goes, you need to tell the story. You need to tell it. Like, this is
speak
so
your
important.
Truth. Voices need to be heard. So basically Kyle, she tells a story that, like, she's like, well, there was her friend's house was burgled, And so they were doing polygraph on the construction workers, because Kyle had done polygraphs on workers. Although I think, was it Andy who was like, even though you said you don't believe in them, like, whatever. And she's like, yes, I don't want to, but the police made it, whatever. Insurance made them do it.
Yeah, you dispute the validity of a lie detector test, and why would you have your employees take one?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, the detectives made him do it.
So she basically says that, like, it really happened, and that Lisa was there doing the lie detector, doing a trial run. It was not being filmed. It was a trial run of the lie detector. And as much as Kyle drives me nuts, I actually believe her.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. And she's saying that Lisa was doing a practice run, so that way she could basically do the proper performance for the cameras. And Erica goes, what the fuck, man? I was like, well, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous even if it were without a trial run.
Well, she could have been doing, she could have gone down there to take a lie detector test, and then, you know, production said, you should film that. You took a lie detector test and fucking film it. She could have gone down there and been like, I'm going to take this lie detector test and show the, I mean, who knows? But yeah, it does sound like she went down there. But also, Lisa Vanderpump from Beverly Hills to downtown is not an easy drive.
Yeah.
Why would she, I don't know. It's all confusing.
I don't know if she would, I don't know if she would voluntarily want to do that twice, especially considering how scandalized when she had to drive 2.3 miles into Hollywood that one time to drop Max off at the Hollywood Music Academy, and she was like, oh
yeah, remember, she was like, Hollywood Fallujahwood, more like it.
It's literally 2 miles from her house. She's like, oh, what is this? Look at that, stars on the sidewalk, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's why it seemed weird for me that she would do that twice, but whatever. It was a stupid storyline either way. Did not like it.
Yeah, it was stupid. Choice. And Dorit was right. She's like, look, she had like a blazer on. It's like not even like touching her skin for like the blood pressure. Asking like, they only asked her like 7 questions, at least as far as we saw. And it was like, it was just, I blame Dr. John Sessa.
Yeah, I do everything too. And I love that Dorit had, like, every step of a lie detector test, because you know those fucking crooks have had to take them before.
So many times.
First of all, you go in there and they say, hello, Dorit. And he says, pronounce Dorit. And they say, is that the truth? Bingo, got one. Then they give you a little cup of water, Andy. Then they take your blood pressure. Then they, oh my God, how many times have you fucking done this, Dorit?
I know. So then they talk about how the boss of Radar Online said that Lisa was not the source of the article and has never been an anonymous source. And Kyle's like, I mean, they know each other. I mean, Kyle makes a good point. She says, do you think that Radar Online is losing sleep over whether or not people think that Lisa leaked the story? They don't care. Like, why else would they come out and say that? They would say that to protect a relationship, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, again, for the millionth time, I don't give a fuck if she called Radar Online her damn self and said what happened, because what happened was true.
Absolutely.
Who cares?
It is true. And honestly, I also believe that it's possible she called up Radar Online. And, I don't think that she called up Radar Online, like, at Denise Richards' wedding. Well, I guess the article does talk about Denise Richards' wedding, but I don't know. I actually believe it was one of her messy, like, it's got, I think it was like Dr. John Sessa.
This happened right before shooting began. Like, yeah. Dorit got rid of this dog like 4 days before shooting began. Who does that? Like, what kind of idiot is going to do that? You know, it just seems too, like, close to the timeline and too on purpose for her to do that and not think she's going to get called out on the carpet for it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, what was the thing you were telling me about over the weekend with John Sessa and Teddy?
Teddy was arguing with someone on Twitter. They were like, you're obviously lying at this point. And Teddy was like, oh, really? Well, if they weren't trying to bring the dog out on camera, then what were Kyle and I doing at Vanderpump Dogs in the first place, huh? And then John Sessa released the production emails getting permission to shoot at Vanderpump Dogs before the dog was ever returned. So they didn't know that the dog had even been returned. The dog hadn't been returned when they had agreed to have Kyle and Teddy go to shoot at Vanderpump Dogs. They were supposed to shoot there to get the dogs washed, like just for a scene.
Right.
Vanderpump Dogs. And it turned into this big dog thing, and it turned into bringing the dog out on camera. And whose idea was that?
Yeah, exactly. And so It's amazing how this can, like, really, like, take over my life, and I can get so angry about it.
It does. So, and I feel everybody else getting angry, too, as we talk about. Like, I feel listeners being
but
like,
I also,
fuck you guys!
But, the angrier I feel like we all get, the happier we also seem to get. Like, it feels like a really satisfying experience. So Denise, Denise doesn't think that Lisa Vanderpump personally called Radar, and like, you know, they all basically are like, it was probably someone from her camp, right? Because Lisa's not dumb enough to call up Radar Online on her own, like, to just do that. And I totally believe, I want to blame Kyle, I really do. And I still blame Kyle for becoming as big of a thing as it did. But, if you've got John Blizzard and John Sessa working for you, they are too messy for it not to be the ones who planted this story. I'm sorry. They are just too messy. And the truth is that John Blizzard should have been fired after what happened with Teddy. And the fact that he wasn't, there is, like, bad business practices happening for sure, even though I'm still on Lisa's side.
Yeah.
Despite all this.
Rena's like, well, how many articles have we seen in the Daily Mail, Radar Online, whatever? She talks through the press. And then he's like, yeah, well, I would have loved it if she told me that she wasn't going to come to this reunion. But yeah, I heard it through the press too.
Yeah. I mean, they all talk through the press too, by the way. So, now Andy's like pissed at Lisa. So he's going to be like, well, now I'm going to do whatever I can to make her look like a bitch. So he's like, so Lisa has called you guys stupid cows, the real bitches of Beverly Hills, compared to the pigs on Twitter. She said that Dorit had changed her face and her accent, has a head transplant. She said that Camille is basically a giant coaster with legs, and Denise is an alien from Starship Troopers, actually. And I don't know, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. Kyle, you look like a pinata that was half broken and left on the side of the road.
Kyle, you dress like a tennis ball. I said that, but still, it's fun, isn't it? So when he says, she also said Dorit has changed her face and her accent. And Kyle goes, oh, yeah? Well, how come they didn't pick up on that as a lie? I was like, because it's not a fucking lie.
Yeah,
she's changed her face and her accent. Come on.
So
Kyle's like, we're being accused of bullying and harassing her, and none of us has stooped to that level. I was like, yes, you're taking, like, every little smart-ass thing she said. You went on TV and called her a fucking liar. What's the difference? Like, why Lisa, is she...
Lisa said all these things with, like sort of like a smirk, and it is sort of like British sense of humor. Like, if you say, oh, she's a cheeky cow or whatever, cheeky monkey, and then, like, you say it, then, like, a few months later, you say, Lisa called you a monkey. You know, it, like, that's gonna sound way more offensive, right? Like, then, like, in the context, she's just, like, being jokey and, like, whatever, sarcastic, but they're like, oh, we're being accused of bullying, but we've never stooped to that level. And then Rena's like, never mind what she said about Erica with the tucking, which that was bad. When I was actually shocked that Vanderpump made that joke. And I was actually surprised, on top of that, that the producers kept that in, except that the producers are probably pissed at Vanderpump. So, like, fuck it.
She probably has to tuck or something. And Andy's like, well, Erica, people have tweeted that you say on the show your dick is big. So what's the difference from you saying it than her? And she's like,
I say suck my dick like kiss my ass, but for someone to take a swipe and hurt a vulnerable community,
which I get, and I get why people would be hurt by that. In an older lady's defense, hasn't Erica called herself a drag queen before? Like, she's sitting there in, like, a RuPaul look, literally, for the first half of the season in her testimony. I think it was a drag queen joke.
Could have been. I think that ultimately
but
was...
I can see why it would hurt people's feelings. She should apologize.
Yeah, I mean, I could maybe see the joke she was going for and how it failed, but it was not least... It was not
one of her finest moments.
No! So speaking of not finest moments, so after all this, we're like, yeah, she stooped to that level. So Andy is like, you know, a lot of viewers felt like you guys were piling on what Lisa was like her brother just committed suicide, and she was, like, depressed in a terrible state of mind. And they all go, all of us have empathy. Like, you guys are so phony. You guys are so incredibly phony. It is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and Dorit's like, I spoke to her almost every day. I forgot to tell her I'd given the dog away until I'd actually done it. But, you know, I'm like, come on now. And then Rena's like, yeah, but none of us were mean girls, and none of us were bullies. And Rena is the guiltiest, at least on Twitter, of coming for Vanderpump. Like, come on now. We all know that we love us, Samrina, on this show. But, like, you guys are so full of shit. But at the same time, Lisa is not here to fight back. And this is what you get. You know, that's your own fucking fault. It was the dumbest mistake she's made.
She's letting them control the narrative.
Yeah. It was either the lie detector or this one. But not good moves.
Yeah, not good moves at all. So now we move on to it's time to discuss Kyle and Lisa's friendship ending. So now we see this montage, a long montage of Kyle and Lisa's friendship, which is sad because we see a lot of the fun times they had. But then, you know, what we also see is like 9 or 10 years of, it's actually more of a frenemieship than a friendship, because what we see is fun times, fun times, fun times. And going back to season one, Taylor talking to Adrian, like, through a wrought iron fence
I love that they keep relying on that Taylor episode for this whole reunion.
Yeah, but basically Taylor's like, you know, Kyle talks a lot of shit about Lisa behind her back, you know? And it was, like, very early on that Kyle was talking shit about Lisa. And remember, it was the first time I noticed that there was any issue between the two of them was that second season reunion where Kyle told Lisa, like, being friends with you is like being friends with Bobby Fischer. And you sort of see that, like, Kyle was, in my view, Kyle was kind of the aggressor in this friendship, right? And, like, the worst thing that Lisa really ever did was make that comment about Mauricio, like, oh, this is where the rumors of Mauricio being seen with a younger woman come from.
Yeah.
Right in front of Portia.
He was, like, playing with Portia. He's like, I'm taking Portia out. It's like, oh, so this is where the younger woman rumors come from.
Yeah. But I just see that as, like, a tasteless joke that got away from her, right?
Well, that was shitty, yeah. Yeah. Like, she's making fun of her dad's, like, gossip stories right in front of his little daughter. Yeah, that was shitty.
But everything else was, like, you know, like, Kyle was the one talking behind Lisa first. It's as far as we can see. Like, Kyle was doing this or that. Kyle was the one, like going against Lisa about this tabloid controversy. You know, and admittedly,
Kyle saying Lisa preys on the weak.
Yeah, and it's not like Lisa's innocent, but Kyle acts like she has been this innocent victim of this friendship, when the truth is, like, Kyle is the one trying to take down Lisa for years and years and years.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I didn't feel sad, actually, when I watched the end of it. I was like, thank fucking God, end this chapter. Last year I was done with that friendship last year. It was the most obnoxious thing ever, with Kyle crying, like, why aren't you mad at Dorit? You're not mad at Dorit. You should be mad at Dorit. You'd be mad at me if it was me. And then, you know, just fighting over who Lisa liked more, you know?
And it just underscores to me, like, the fact that Kyle, I don't think, has ever truly liked Lisa on the deep level that she likes to say she did. I think they were friends, but she's wanted to take Lisa down. I think it's tied into some weird childhood issues that Kyle has about being the youngest daughter and like weird transference of, like, Kim onto Lisa, shit like that. And she has come for Lisa many, many times, and she always goes back. We've said this before. She always goes back because she knows the audience has loved Lisa. And she does this for the audience. So for her to be accusing Camille of just, like, doing whatever Twitter says, and here we see it. We see in the montage how Kyle keeps coming back and trying to get back into Lisa's good graces when her attacks fail.
Speaking of, Andy's like, so Ken's infamous goodbye, Kyle, went viral in the infamous hashtag challenge. Okay. How did that go viral?
It was just Kyle's friends.
It was Lisa Rinna, Lisa Rinna's mother, who was with her.
Yeah.
And Chris Jenner. Like, it was all her best friends doing it, okay? I know that they have a zillion followers, but that did not go viral.
Yeah, and it's not because of Kyle Richards. Okay, now I'm not going to say that we made it viral, but I would say that we, as, like, podcasters and
viral.
Bravo.
That shit was hilarious. It was right, the very first clip they ever showed.
But what I'm saying is that, like, that they released that trailer, and I think all of us as Bravo watchers and community, like, we just, it was hilarious. And we all jumped on it. Because we did a trailer breakdown and we're like, goodbye, Kyle. And we were joking about goodbye, Kyle, from the beginning of the season. And all of our listeners were joking about it. And it was a whole thing. And it wasn't just us. You'd see it on Two Judgy Girls, Danny Pellegrino. We were all doing goodbye, Kyle. And again, I'm not saying that we started that, but it's just like, we were all doing it. It wasn't that Kyle was like, well, you know, she goes, the trolls on Twitter started saying it, and like, you're this and that, hashtag goodbye, Kyle. So instead of just sitting down and taking it, I decided to make a joke out of it. And I was like, no, you didn't make a joke out of it. We all made a joke out of it. And then you took it and you tried to make it yours. And you had all your celebrity friends do it because you were like, let me try to get this started. And the Goodbye Kyle challenge did not go viral. Goodbye, Kyle.
Sorry,
did,
Kyle.
And still does. Sorry. Goodbye, Kyle.
And Andy's like, so, Camille, anything you want to say? Which is hilarious because she has nothing to do with anything.
I know.
But she's like, it's also heart-wrenching. I have feelings. And again, if I hurt you, I'm sorry, Kyle. I adore you. And she hugs Kyle, and then not anybody else. And everyone else is like, whatever. Why are we talking to Camille again? Goodbye, Kyle.
Yeah, seriously. So then it starts to wrap up, and like last thoughts, and you know, Denise is surprised that she has developed all these genuine friendships, and
Eric is able to connect. Yeah, and Eric is able to connect with this group in a way that she hadn't been able to before with this group. That's like the big thing. This group.
Yeah. They just, everything in the world is Vanderpump's fault. Anything that's ever happened. And you got to admire their commitment, you know, because they've really gathered together as a team to get someone off. And they did it. It worked, you know. Mm-hmm. Give credit where credit is due. Cannot wait to watch you rip each other apart next year. And now, especially that Teddy has been totally outed for being the compulsive fucking liar that she is. And even though they already all knew this and still stood by her, now that they've seen the public reaction to Teddy, it's going to be hilarious watching them all turn on her next season.
Yeah. Yeah,
if she's around.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is, like, just stupid questions that everyone's saying. And then, Kyle, how else do you want this season to be remembered? And she's like, well, I want to just, like, remember all the bonding and the laughing that we had and the really boring episodes we provided for America after Lisa was gone.
Yeah, this is one of the lamest seasons ever. And you guys have had a few. So congratulations, Kyle. Lame, you suck.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, can I open the birthday present? And it's a pink bat. It's a pink bow.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a belt.
A belt. Sorry. I'm thinking of Lisa, so I'm always thinking of pussy bows.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wrote down bow for some reason. But yeah, it was a pink belt. And I'm like literally bored. And then They're like, let's give a toast to the Queen Kyle. And I was like, fuck you. Okay, here's my toast. Fuck you, you shitty season. I'm glad you're over. I hope you all fucking get fired and they start over again because you guys suck. Okay.
I actually liked the first half. I thought the controversy with the dog and all that stuff. I know a lot of people thought that was tedious, but I thought, you know, there was a conflict. There was a conflict happening and I liked watching it. But then once it all shook out and then it was like no Lisa and then they had to like film without Lisa, it was just all of them kissing each other's asses and saying how beautiful they all were with like an occasional immature argument from Kyle. And it just was like, I was like, okay, it's time for a cast shakeup. Sorry. And, you know, the fact that it's like, toasting to Queen Kyle. See, that's the thing. Even given that Lisa probably did orchestrate something at Vanderpump Dogs, and given, even if she did plant the Raider Online story, Kyle fanned those flames to mobilize the cast against Lisa, to finally push Lisa, who was already in a vulnerable state, off the show. And Lisa did some shady shit. But really, is it like, was it the biggest crime against humanity? She orchestrated a scene. She told a story to the Gossip Rags. Kyle, at that lunch, when they were all talking about it, like after Teddy's event at the Spin studio, it's like, whatever. Kyle could have just been like, guys, she probably did plant it and it's bullshit, but honestly, it's really not that big of a deal. Let's just let the story die. She could have said that because Lisa's her friend. But instead,
I'm like so bored of the season. I have one thing to say to the season. Goodbye, Kyle! Goodbye.
Seriously.
Get out. You can see yourself out, darling.
See yourself out next Tuesday.
And that brings us to the end of a season. Season 9 of Woo! Real Housewives Thank of God. Beverly Hills.
Too many episodes.
Thank the Lord, it's done.
Smaller order next year, please.
Oh my God. Everybody, thanks so much for being with us and
we
making
did
it through this final reunion, okay? We will talk to you tomorrow. We will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Yes, tomorrow.
The Southern Charm. Bye, everybody. Thanks
Bye.
So much.
Bye.
Bye, Kyle.